Shalom, everybody! Parashas Vayetze begins with Yaakov Avinu running away from his brother Esav, and he is in a terrible, terrible situation. He's all alone. He's been stripped of all his possessions. His powerful twin brother has sworn to murder him, and he's headed to his uncle Lavan's house. Yaakov knows that Lavan is a swindler. It's going to be a challenging time there. And now Yaakov needs to sleep outdoors with a rock for a pillow, and he's vulnerable to the elements and to wild animals. And that's Yaakov in the very beginning of our parsha. And one would think that Yaakov would be drowning in self-pity and hopelessness, but that is not the case. Yaakov wakes up and he keeps moving, and he meets his wives, and he works, and he works, and eventually he works through Lavan's trickery and even confronts Esav in the beginning of next week's parsha. Where does he get all of that strength to keep moving? There is a beautiful explanation given by Rav Yehoshua Weitzman Shlita. Rav Weitzman is the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Ma'alot in northern Israel. He's a tremendous Talmud Chacham and a prolific teacher and author. This idea is found in the first volume of his Sefer on the Chumash, Lichyot Im Parshat HaShavua. Rav Weitzman quotes a Medrash in Breishis Rabbah, and there the Medrash looks at Yaakov's oath that he took when he woke up at the end of Perek Chafches. Yaakov took a vow, and he said that if Hashem will be with me, and he'll guard me, etc., etc., V'haya Hashem li leilokim. Then says Yaakov, he'll make a matzeva, and he'll give a tenth of his property to Hashem, so to speak. And the Medrash focuses on that expression, V'haya Hashem li leilokim. The Medrash says that Hashem took those words, and Hashem said that every good thing that will come to Yaakov's descendants, that will come to Klal Yisrael, every good thing will begin with the word V'haya, and it shall be. And the Medrash quotes many psukim from Zechariah and Yeshayahu and Yoel, all beginning with the word V'haya, and all introducing incredibly wonderful things for the nation. Straight from Yaakov, V'haya Hashem li leilokim. And there's another Medrash, the Medrash in Parshas Lech Lecha, also in Breishis Rabbah. The Medrash says the same thing. The Medrash says that whenever the Torah uses the word V'haya, it indicates upcoming simcha and happiness. And the Medrash also there says that whenever the Torah uses the word Vayehi, it denotes the onset of pain and suffering. So what is it about the word V'haya that was so special that when Yaakov used it? It just means, and it shall be. Why did that word that Yaakov said, why was it that word that Hashem picked up on, so to speak, and says that that is the word, V'haya, Yaakov's word of V'haya, that will introduce great things for Am Yisrael? And what's so special on the opposite end? What's so special about the word Vayahi, which indicates sadness and suffering? Yaakov said V'haya, and Hashem adopted that, so to speak, for the future. Why? What was so special about V'haya? Rav Weitzman quotes an explanation that he heard from Rav Tzvi Yehuda HaKohen Cook, who died in 1982. Rav Tzvi Yehuda HaKohen Cook was the son of Rav Avram Yitzchak HaKohen Cook. And Rav Tzvi Yehuda explains this positive meaning of V'haya and the sad implications of Vayehi in the following beautiful way. The word Yehi means it will be, focusing on the future. Haya means it was, looking at the past. However, in Tanakh, when the letter Vav is placed before a verb, the word's tense is reversed. Past becomes future, and future turns into the past. So that's called a Vav Hahipuch, and it changes the tense. It flips the tense of the word after it. So for example, Yidaber means he will speak. But Vayedaber means, and he did speak. Or Amarta means you said in the past. Viamarta means you will say in the future. The Vav flips the tense from future to past and past to future. Therefore, Yehi means it will be, but Vayehi means and it was. And Rav Tzvi Yehuda Cohen Cook explains that Vayehi denotes sadness because the term implies being stuck and focused on the past. Instead of looking forward, Yehi, we remain fixated on the past, on past mistakes and past tragedies and bygone success, Vayehi. On the other hand, haya means it was, but vihaya, it means it will be, denoting simcha. It signifies turning away from the past, leaving prior mistakes and missteps, leaving the despair from behind us, leaving haya and looking forward to new opportunities for growth and development. Vihaya. And that, says Rav Weitzman, is what gave Yaakov his strength. Sure, Yaakov could focus on where he came from darkness, despair, loneliness, poverty, vulnerability. That would be haya, focusing on the past. But Yaakov was vihaya. He was focused on the future, what was. But I choose to look forward, to trust in Hashem, that today will be brighter than yesterday. It was that kind of forward thinking that Yaakov had, and he passed it down to us. Tomorrow, there's a bright new day of hope and emunah. Have an amazing day, everyone.